Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Het Mishnah Bet. Now we'll go through the different heirs and the order of who inherits when a person passes away. Mishnah says, Seder Nahalot Kahu, the order of inheritance is as follows. Pasuk says, Ish Kiyamut Uben En Lo Veha Avartem Et Nahalato Lebito. When a man passes away and he has no son, we allow his inheritance to go to his daughter. So we learn from here, Ben Kodem Labat, a son comes before a daughter. If there is a son out there, he's considered to be the heir, he's considered to be the inheritor, and all of the estate goes to him. Likewise, V'kol Yotzei Yerecho Shel Ben Kodmin Lebat, if a person passed away, and his son is also not around, but his son has a child, we say that child, which is the original man who passed away, his grandson, takes the place of the son who passed away, and that grandchild would inherit before the actual daughter. The next inheritor, if there are no sons or daughters, would be a person's father. If a person passed away, his father inherits from him. We don't mention this in the Pesukim of the Torah, but we do learn it out. If there's no father as well, then the person's brothers would be next, as the Pasuk straight up tells us. He will talk about the halachot we learn about these relationships. Bat kodemet le'ahin, a daughter comes before the brothers of the man who passed away. Yotzei yerecha shel bat kodmin le'ahin. Likewise, a descendant of a daughter also would come before the man's brothers. Let's spell this one out. Let's say there was a man who passed away. He had no sons, because the sons would have became the inheritors. He has a daughter, and he has a brother. We say that the inheritance, the estate goes to the daughter over the brother. But let's say that daughter passed away already, but she had also another daughter, or she had another son. So we say that the inheritance goes to that grandchild of the man who passed away, the son or the daughter of the daughter of the girl, of the woman who passed away. It goes to the grandchildren over going to one of the brothers of the man who passed away. If a man passed away with no children, he has no father, he has no daughters, he has no brothers, then his inheritance passes on to his sisters. If he has no sisters, then the inheritance is given over to his grandfather, to the grandfather of the man who passed away. This is not mentioned in the Torah either. If there's no grandfather, then the estate passes on to his children, the grandfather's children, which is the brothers of the man who passed away's father. So his paternal uncles, everything goes to them. And that's what the Pesukim tells us, that if there are no brothers left, the inheritance goes to the brothers of his father. Here the Mishnah will tell us also details about that. Ahin kodmin le'aheha av. Brothers of the man who passed away come before the brothers of the father of the deceased. That means the brothers come before the man's paternal uncles. The descendants of the brothers, that's the man who passed away's nephews, they come before the brothers of the father of the man who passed away. So what we're saying here is basically, if a man passed away and he had a niece or a nephew, which were the children of his own brother, then that niece or nephew inherit before a man's uncles, his father's brothers. The nieces or nephew would inherit before the uncles of the man who passed away. This is the general rule. Any heir that would come first to inherit, if he were alive, his descendants then come first in his place. They basically, no matter what, they fill a spot. If the person was supposed to inherit, if he was there and he passed away, then his children literally go into his spot and they act as him by proxy, and they would inherit over other people. The Mishnah will finish off by telling us that if there are no relatives and that's it, a person can't really find anyone else, that the inheritance goes to a very, very, very distant relative, as the Pasuk tells us, Bim en ahim le'ahiv, if there are no brothers to his father, then you should give the inheritance to his relative who's closest to him from his family, but it doesn't really get into detail about who that relative is. So the Mishnah tells us the final halacha when it comes to the order of the people who are going to inherit. Beha'av kodim lechol yotze'e yerechoi. Father comes before all of his descendants. If a man passed away, he had no children. He had no, that means no sons or daughters. Then the inheritance goes to the father of the man who passed away before it goes to a man's brothers. If the man who passed away left no children, he left no father, he left no brothers, he left no sisters, and he had no nieces or nephews, then the inheritance passes on to his grandfather, the man who passes away, his grandfather. If there's no grandfather, then it goes to that grandfather's kids, which is basically his paternal uncles or aunts. So the grandfather's children or his father's siblings. If there are no paternal uncles, if there are no paternal aunts, if there are no first cousins, that would be the paternal uncles or aunts' kids, so he has no first cousins either, then the inheritance passes on to his great-grandfather. His great-grandfather. If there's no great-grandfather alive, then it goes to his children, which is basically his paternal great-uncles or his paternal great-aunts, which is the great-grandfather's kids. That's who would turn, it would become their possession. If they weren't alive, it would become their descendants. So that basically, for the man who passed away, it's his great-uncle's kids. So that I think we would call his first cousins once removed. They're his first cousins, but they are one generation removed. That's who it would go to in this unique situation.